The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to the first of a new series of short daily podcasts from the Guardian film team. My name's Henry Barnes and it's Monday, 26th of October. Each day we're going to bring you the news, a review or two and a bit of gossip. It's a teaser of what you're going to see on the Guardian's film site, a bit like a trailer full of overblown promises, out of context one-liners and who knows, maybe a few explosions. Joining me today on the show we've yet to name are Catherine Shaw and Benjamin Lee. Guys, what are we going to call this?
Ooh.
Maybe we were thinking. I quite like ooh. Ooh. we were thinking of the King's Gardener, weren't we, last week, because of the immortal Alan Rickman line that we like very much in A Little Chaos. Do you want to explain it?
Nothing would suit us better than that name, I think. Yeah, the King's Gardener.
Cool. Maybe. A film that everyone knows and has seen a lot of times. Yeah.
Well, we'll put that open to you listeners as well. Give us a few suggestions for the name of whatever this is going to be. Let's do a little roundup of today's news then. Ben, what's been going on with Quentin Tarantino? I hear he's got political.
Yeah, so he was part of this police brutality protest in New York, which happened over the weekend. There have been three protests last week put on by this group called Rise Up October, and he flew in from California just to be part of this third protest. He gave this rousing speech to the crowd, accompanied by images of people who had been killed by the police, and sort of stirred them up, and it sort of pissed off the NYPD, who are claiming they're now going to boycott his films.
Which films, though? I mean, none of his films are in cinemas, so it's yeah, just a bit odd,
doesn't not watch them on Netflix. I don't know what it means, but it's interesting actually, because it's kind of, he's been getting some kind of flack in recent weeks after that Bret Easton Ellis interview where he talked about black critics being kind of irrelevant who didn't like Django Unchained, and I think this is kind of, I don't want to sound too suspicious, but I think it is quite a good sort of PR move for Tarantino to be involved in this, because it's kind of making him seem a little bit. Well, it's kind of a good thing for him to do, I guess.
And Catherine, in other news, we've been looking at the people who've been buying pre-booked tickets for the Star Wars Force Awakens. And, I mean, I can't imagine what kind of people would be buying those tickets.
it's one of those real, it would be news if it wasn't this, actually.
Yeah.
But the shock result is that the average is a 34-year-old man. But you see, what I want is a bit more information on that. I want, like, waistline.
Yeah, living situation.
Yeah, male Bolton baldness sort of thing. I want deeper dive data.
I think perhaps I was a bit naive about this. I mean, I saw the figure that 75% of people buying them between 18 and 40 and are male.
Who else?
I know, but I just thought maybe there might be some women out there interested in pre-booked tickets for Star Wars Force Awakens. There must be, right?
I think it's interesting. I mean, not to name drop horribly, but I interviewed Ray Fiennes on the weekend and he was saying, oh yeah, the thing about Bond is it's total male fantasy and escapism, isn't it? And so it's strange that you've got these two whopping blockbusters this year that are sort of quite gender divided, really. I mean, you know, ladies don't, you know, I suppose ladies go and see Bond a bit more, but I don't know, it's funny, isn't it? Just I feel a bit lonely as a lady.
I feel lonely not being a Star Wars fan, but there you go.
Oh, yeah, great.
Hunger Games. Okay. That's for you.
Hey, yeah. Thank you. That's sweet.
And Ben, it's Monday, so we're going to be talking about box office figures as well. It hasn't been a particularly good week, has it?
It's actually been a completely disastrous weekend in the States for new films. The Martian's gone back on top after its fourth week, which is kind of boring at this stage for it to still be doing so well. But Steve Jobs expanded, and everyone thought it was going to be a bigger hit than it was, and it's done pretty terribly. I think it made about a third of what The Social Network made in its first weekend, which is kind of interesting because Steve Jobs is kind of a bigger name than Mark Zuckerberg, and you'd think the following would be much bigger, but I think it hasn't got that excitement factor that The Social Network had when it came out. Mm. And the Fincher thing too, I don't think it's really got that either. Then there's been The Last Witch Hunter has done terribly, Paranormal Activity 6 done terribly, and then these two films, Gem and the Holograms and Rock the Casbah, which I'm surprised that even got a wide release. Both, I think, had two of the lowest totals ever for films released in over 2,000 cinemas. So it's a really interesting weekend, and just they threw so many films out and audiences just don't want to see any of them. So,
and you can read more about those stories on theguardian.com/film. Now today sees the release of Spectre, the 24th Bond film, the fourth starring Daniel Craig as 007, and the second with Sam Mendes in the director's chair. It's been raved about. Peter Bradshaw gave it 5 stars, but after searching the globe, I found the two people who didn't like it all that much. What, have you changed your thinking, guys?
No, I haven't, no, not at all. And I think what's going to happen when the first user reviews come in tomorrow, is that people are going to be, you know, outraged, and people are going to go, not only are people super excited anyway because it's Bond, they're super excited because everyone says it's better than Skyfall. I rewatched the trailer for Skyfall, and even that was better than this new one. I mean, it just isn't that good. People are going to be really, really disappointed, I think. I mean, it's good. It is good. It is good. It's not that good.
I came around to it a little bit over the weekend because I thought it's like a solid film for people who like the Roger Moore cheesy Bond stuff, and I really don't. But I think if you go into it with that in mind, it's kind of silly.
And but I don't think people will, though, because after Skyfall, I think it took it to a... I mean, Skyfall was still silly, but I still think there was a... Because of Daniel Craig being quite serious about being Bond, and because of the whole film being taken a little bit more serious than usual, people will expect something which does exist more in the real world. And to me, Spectre was like going back to the... Like you said, like going back to a Roger Moore film. It was so silly.
Yeah, but it didn't have jokes in it. I mean, yeah. It had like one or two, but they weren't like absolute slam dunk. I wasn't lolling.
No, it was kind of silly in that it just... The plot was so... It was like watching a kid's movie plot, just going from one place to the other. But there was nothing really... They wanted to have it both ways. There was all this surveillance talk, but then there was also not really much substance to it. I thought it was disappointing still.
Spectre's the second biggest film, or expected to be the second biggest film of the year after Star Wars. And it's weird the kind of effect that it has on other films that are coming out at the same time, right?
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. I mean, the big release this week is Jeff Abernathy's Taxi, which is, you know, it's smart programming. And indeed, Sony, who released Spectre, have got in on the act and have counter-programmed in a couple of weeks Lady in the Van,
yeah.
Which again has a small Venn diagram overlap. But there's other ones, aren't there?
Yeah, November generally, there's Brooklyn as well, which is aimed at mums. And then there's Carol, which is obviously quite female-fronted. Then Hunger Games, I guess, is kind of a slightly more female story as well. So November is almost like a World Cup era when they kind of put lots of films which they think are going to appeal towards women. But I think Spectre's kind of a... I think Spectre's pretty 50-50, I'd have thought, male-female.
I think it's 65-35.
Right, yeah, that's fair enough.
So that's it for today. Keep abreast of everything we've been up to on theguardian.com/film. Follow us on Twitter, @GuardianFilm. And come and blabber at us on our Facebook page. Comments are open on the widget below, and today we particularly like your suggestions for what to call this and whether Spectre is what you expected or if they got Bond wrong. Ben?
Oh.
See you tomorrow. And remember, sometimes it's the very podcast that no one imagines anything of that does the things that no one can imagine.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.